This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Democratic state senators are meeting to choose a new majority leader. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The majority leader sets the makeup of Senate committees and controls when bills come up for debate in the chamber. Senators say a number of their colleagues are likely to make a bid for the job, including the current assistant majority leader and the chair of the legislature's powerful budget committee. The position is open because the previous majority leader left to join Denver's new mayoral administration. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Construction work is set to begin at the Colorado Springs Airport, KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
The goal is to improve on sustainability, accessibility, and amenities, as well as update the terminal's infrastructure. Crews will be installing new carpet, gate counters, and food and retail areas. The terminal will also have self-dimming lights that react to sunlight. Funding for the estimated $36 million project includes money from at least three different federal grants. Work on the first of eight phases is expected to be complete by early next year. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Attendance at the Colorado State Fair was way up this year, the highest in more than a decade. Some sold-out concerts brought a lot of people through the gate, and discounted ticket pre-sales helped. State Fair General Manager Scott Stoller.
We saw so much success this year, so there's some years that are harder than others, and I can tell you with the heat and the rain, we thought this would be one of them, but I guess good programming and cool improvements overcome that.
More than 500,000 people went to the state fair in Pueblo this year. The Front Range has highs today near 90, in Grand Junction 91. This is CPR News.